The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, what's up, Cleaning Nation? Lindsay Bjorklund back here with the amazing Tracy Thompson today. And Tracy and I are going to help you gear up for 2022. It's almost New Year while we're recording this, end of December 2021. But yeah, we thought we'd give Cleaning Nation a little boost, a little get you amped up for the new year, right? And you know, the cool thing about New Year, I always like to say, Tracy, it's like it can start anytime, really. So we're going to give you tips today for the new year. Actually, Tracy is going to give us her top three, I guess we could say, mindset hacks for the new year. All right. So, Tracy, let's dive right into it. What's number one for you? What's the first thing that we can help Cleaning Nation with?
Well, I would say the very first thing is so common that it almost just gets kind of overlooked, or it gets disregarded as, yeah, I know that, right? And that's the worst thing ever, is when we start saying, yeah, but I know that, but we're still not doing it. Okay, so here it is. Let's close the gap between what we know and what we do. So the first thing on the list is to be more decisive, take faster, more decisive action. And again, before you have the urge to go, yeah, I know that, but you're not really doing it, here's how it looks for a lot of you out there. And Cleaning Nation, let us know, maybe, you know, how can they contact us or make comments? I don't even know, Lindsay, is there a way for them to do that?
Yeah. So if you are watching this on YouTube right now, drop a comment below. If you're listening, this can go for anything. If you're listening on the podcast and you're like, hey, I have thoughts about this, I have a question, you can just shoot us an email, support@growmycleaningcompany.com. And I'll actually see that, and I can get a hold of Tracy that way too. And we always love feedback, by the way. Just a little side tangent here. Tracy and I are always brainstorming together. We work as a team to come up with these cool mindset episodes. So if you hear something and you're like, I want to hear more, or like, can you speak more to this? Email us support@growmycleaningcompany.com, or just leave a note wherever you're listening to this in a comment section.
Awesome. I love that. And I don't think we've ever actually said that during a podcast. So this is good. This is a good thing, because I really do. I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. So what I was saying was that the way that it typically shows up, if this is you, let us know. I'm a perfectionist. You don't understand, Lindsay. I'm a perfectionist. I need things to be right. I need it to be, you know, right out of the gate. And so what that translates into is less decisive action and more thinking about it, planning on it, working on it, right? Working to get ready, to be ready, to get ready, right? It's just a vicious cycle. And so, and Mike talks about this a lot. We agree on this. It's always better to have a crappy 1.0 version than the no point oh version. Okay. So just get good at being willing to fail forward faster. If that's what it means, taking a small leap and failing, if you want to call it that, just not having it be as successful as you want, but you get it out there and you do it, you make a decision, you take an action, you can correct, you can refine, you cannot perfect something that you haven't started. Okay. So in the new year, if you want to make any type of gains on your goals, on your New Year's resolutions, take fast action. So right now, before we move on to the second and third, I want to encourage you, if there's something you've been thinking about, something you've been planning and contemplating and mulling over and trying to get perfect or whatever, put the 1.0 version into place. Do something today, right now. Take an action that maybe even feels a little bit scary, or you're not ready, or whatever version of the monkey mind that's going on, but do something today. Do something today to move the needle forward, even if it feels uncomfortable. There you go.
But Tracy, what if, here's my monkey mind. Here it is. But Tracy, you don't understand. What if the worst possible thing happens and it just totally blows up in my face? What do I do? Like that's scary.
So of course our monkey mind is there to try to keep us safe. So our ego, monkey mind, whatever you want to call it, that part of ourself that says, but what if the whole world comes to an end? What if my whole business blows up? What if, you know, what if? And 99% of the time, we don't even come close to the what if, to that what if. Okay, so that's number one. It's never as bad as we imagine in our fear-based brain, right? Our monkey mind that tells us like catastrophic things or, you know, all these terrible things are going to happen. So that's number one. And number two, remember I said, this is something that you've been thinking about. This is not something that just occurred to you 2 seconds ago. This is something that you've been planning. You've been thinking about. You've wanted to do for a while. So start with something that you've been close to pulling the trigger on, but you haven't yet. Okay. Don't stretch a muscle here. Don't go so far and like come up with some, you know, big, massive, like inspiration today with no planning, no nothing, and then prove yourself, you know, right. And having an epic fail. Do something that you want to do that you've been wanting to do for a while, and then take a smaller step, but do something.
Ooh, I like that. Take a smaller step. But do something. Okay. That sounds like easier on my monkey mind. The monkey mind has like eased off. It's like slowly creeping back towards its cage. So I feel good about that.
One more thing before we move on. And be willing to say to the monkey mind, to that part of yourself, it's okay if we don't get it right. It's okay if it's not perfect. It's okay. I'm going to embrace the crappy 1.0. Don't worry. Be crappy. It's all going to be okay. We all have to go through that phase. Every single product on the market went through a product phase number one, right? There was a version 1.0. Mm-hmm. Most of us don't even see the 1.0. Some of us do, but you see what I'm saying? In order for there to be a 5.0 version, there has to be a 1.0. So that's all I'm saying is just be willing to lean in to the crappy 1.0 version and do it anyway. And it's okay because it's only feedback. It's never failure. It's only feedback.
Another gem right there. It's never failure. It's only feedback.
Yes.
All right. Shoot us with number two. Hit
number two, Tracy.
So number two is, if you want better answers, you want better solutions in life, in business, in anything that you do, ask better questions. Okay. Ask better questions of yourself. So let me give you an example. This is good because we hear this a lot. I hear this a lot. Someone in our group will get stuck on something. They have tried. They have made effort. They have taken some, you know, steps, right? So they're not stuck in analysis paralysis. That was number one. So they did take action. But then they hit this wall where they go, well, I tried once. I tried that one time, right? I tried that one time and now I'm stuck. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what the answer is. So it could be hiring. This seems to be a very hot topic right now. And I don't know if when you're listening, it's still a hot topic, but it generally tends to be a thing in this industry, in the cleaning industry. Well, I put my ad up on Indeed and I only got 10 applications. And then they're stuck.
Indeed sucks.
And they're like, right?
Indeed sucks. What do I do?
Sucks. Nobody wants to work. Like the monkey mind makes this mean all kinds of things. And they get stuck in this story. Because they're saying, well, why doesn't anybody want to work? So, right. So this is a good example of a low quality question, right? This is not a, this is the kind of question that no matter what the answer, it's going to be negative. So if you ask yourself a question that every answer is negative, that's not an empowered, useful question. Why doesn't anybody want to work in this town? No good answer is going to come from that question. Okay.
And it like when you, I noticed too, sorry to interrupt, but I just thought of something when I like think those, I'm just going to call them crappy thoughts. Cause they're crappy. Like you can recognize them instantly. Cause they make you feel like, blah, like, oh, like everyone's out to get me. It sucks. So I feel like reaching for a better question is empowering in that way too. Not just to like solve the problem, but like if you're feeling crappy all the time, nothing's going to get better. I know that's like a basic general thing, but like in the macrocosm of what we're talking about today, that's kind of another general thing I've noticed.
Well, it's a very good indicator, Lindsay. Yeah. That's a good way to tell. Am I asking a crappy question or am I asking an empowered question?
Yeah. And you can tell how you feel.
Right. So when you ask the question of yourself, the answers are limited, shutting down. There's no, in other words, the answers are negative and it doesn't make you feel inspired. It doesn't make you feel like taking action. It shuts you down. Then you know that's not an empowered question. So instead of saying, gee, why doesn't anybody want to work in this town? Okay, we'll use that as an example. We can recraft that question. We can ask ourselves a better question, a more open-ended, empowered question. So you could totally flip it completely away from, gee, why doesn't anybody want to work? Because, you know, we just have to go on the premise and tell ourselves the right people absolutely are out there. So how can I ask myself a better question? Let's see. I could ask myself, when I'm in my empowered state and I'm looking for a positive answer, how can I rework my Indeed ad to attract more people, more of the people I want? Now that opens up, right? The part of my brain that's creative, the reticular activator part of my brain is starting to go and look for better answers. How can I? How could I? Right? And then you ask yourself something positive. Do you see how that opens? That opens up the possibilities. When you ask a closed question, it shuts down possibilities and it doesn't feel good.
Okay? Yeah, it feels crappy. And I bet you coach this too, Tracy. Maybe I even learned this from you, but when you get in that state where you're like, oh, what is going on? Like what, like I'm having problems even asking a better question. A good exercise is to be like, okay, if this wasn't me and my friends came to me with this problem and they were like, Lindsay, you know, I can't hire, like there, no one wants to work in this town. Like, what would you say to your friend? Right. Like kind of just to get you out of that mode.
That's a great strategy. Yes, yes, yes. And you read my mind, Lindsay. You're right. I say this a lot.
It's probably from you.
It's a mindset workaround. It's a monkey mind hack. Because when the monkey mind's taken over and it's just going to town, nobody want to work. Nobody wants to work. I've tried everything. You don't understand this, you know, blah, 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 right? That's a great technique. Pretend for a minute, just take yourself out and go, gosh, you know, if this was my friend and I didn't want them to go and, you know, drink a bottle of bourbon and quit their, you know, shut their business.
That escalated off. Quickly, by the way.
Right. You're like, wow, that went south really fast.
It was the holidays.
What would I say to that person? How would I help that person find solutions and get out of that tailspin of questions that go nowhere? And you could even ask yourself, well, if I were a person that did know, what might a person, because if it's solvable anywhere, it's solvable everywhere. Okay. So if anyone on the planet has ever solved this problem, and they have, then there's an answer out there. So if I were a person who was really resourceful, and maybe you know somebody who's really resourceful, and you imagine if I were this person, what would they say? What might they do? Because here's the truth. The truth is we get in these weird comfort zones that feel safe. And so when we start asking ourselves, how do I get out of this? We have this box, this invisible box that we unconsciously are not willing to step out of. So that hack of asking yourself, if I were a person, or maybe a specific person that you admire, if I were this person, what would they do to get out of this? Then I guarantee you that you'll be able to bypass that limited comfort zone, monkey mind, wanting to keep you small and safe part of you. It's a wonderful technique. Love that. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I actually like your example better.
Of thinking of yourself in someone's
shoes, like how would they handle it? That's another good switch there too.
Right.
You actually, Tracy, you just kind of brought me or brought us, I think, into number
three, which is
the definition of insanity. We've all heard the saying, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And we're all familiar with that, but I want to turn that one on its head. I want to challenge that one. I believe in my experience in coaching our cleaning company owners is that it's really not even so much what you're doing. Of course, that matters, but it's more about who you're being. So if you're being the same person, you're bringing your old self to the same problem. Now think about it. It was your old self that got yourself into the problem. Okay. The same thinking that got you into the problem in the first place is the self that you're trying to be to solve it. And that doesn't work. So my encouragement is when you want different results, you have to be different. You've got to show up a bigger, more elevated version, evolved version of yourself. So what does that look like? Let's be practical, right? Let's break that down so that you can get a really good idea. So let's say your old self was felt like you were always overwhelmed and there was not enough time in the day and you had to do everything because you don't understand, Lindsay. I have to do everything. My business is different, right? Like Mike loves that one, right? My business is different. You don't understand my business.
I have this specific problem that no one else in the world has ever had and you don't understand. That's my favorite.
So, you know, the old self, the old version of you is coming to the table with a very specific story about how there's never enough time and how you're always overwhelmed and how when you try to delegate to somebody else, it falls to crap and everything falls apart and you have to be the only one. You have to do the cleaning. You have to do all kinds of things that, you know, like we know better, but if you're trying to solve that problem where you're not always the person who has to put out all the fires all the time, totally stressed out, working crazy hours every single week. If that's a problem you're trying to solve and you bring your old stories and your old patterns and your pattern of overwhelm, as an example, to the solution table, you will never, even if you managed to try to change behavior for a short period of time, this is why New Year's resolutions don't work, people, is because
how timely,
right? You have not changed. You are bringing the old you with you and expecting new or different results. So how do we shift that? We at least have to start with the changing the old story, changing one that's really important. So if I said, oh gosh, you know what, Lindsay, I never have enough time. There's never enough time in the day. And I am constantly having to put out fires. Well, what are the chances I'm going to fix that with that story?
Right.
None, right? Zero.
and using the language too, I just wanted to highlight how you said that. You said never.
Never. So, okay. So you're just cueing into some of those changes. All right. So let's play with this, Lindsay. How would we change that story? So who we are starts with our stories. Believe it or not, we have a narrative in our head all the time. Mm-hmm. It just feels so automatic that we don't always hear it. So the first thing is tune into your language. That's going to help you when you say things like always, never, you know, all the people, everybody, you know, things like that. Those I call
nobody
them,
wants to work in this right. town. Coming back
nobody
to that.
Nobody can do it but me. Every single time, it always has to be me. Right. That kind of language. So we call that universal language, like that globalizing, making it always, never polarizing language. Mm-hmm. That's a good indication that that story is not serving you moving forward and trying to change, trying to show up as a different version of you. So mm-hmm. let's take an always or a never statement and turn it into something more empowering. So give me an always or a never statement. Let's play with it.
Mm. Well, I really like the one you said earlier, just I never have enough time.
Ah, oh boy. Oof, man, that's a killer. Okay. So I never have enough time. All right. So how can we turn that statement, that narrative, into something that will be more, that will change who I am, how I show up? Okay. So I'm just going to throw some ideas and play with me, Lindsay, yeah. and see if we can come up with some different versions for everyone out there in Clean Nation. All right. So one way I could change it is by stating an obvious thing. There's 24 hours in a day. Everyone has the same 24 hours. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a start. So it's not that I don't have enough time. There is always only the time that everybody has.
Right.
Okay. And okay. How about I take some ownership here? How about if I take a little ownership? The new me says, it's not time that's the problem. It's how I'm showing up, how I'm handling that time. Mm-hmm. And I have control over how I act within time. So everyone has the same 24 hours. I really am in charge. It's not the clock that's the problem. It's not the time that's the problem. It's
I just haven't time. Figured it out yet.
Right. I yeah. haven't figured out a better way yet. But the good news is I can control that. Mm. See how I flipped that? I was a victim before. When you're a victim of something, you're helpless to change it. I never have enough time is not something you can fix. But I have all the time that everybody else has. Okay, that's great. That's a shift. And I know I can change. I can change the way I manage the time myself, the time with the time I have.
It's so much more empowering too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're taking charge of it. You're putting it on yourself. Yes. No more victimhood. That's the first thing I noticed right away how you said that.
Yes. So how do you think, what could be a next step? So let's say we've taken that step. What would be an even more empowered potential way that one could talk to, with like, we're on the track now. We're taking ownership. Okay. What could be another thing, another story about time or time management that we could tell ourselves?
Oof, what do you think? So many. A more empowering thought, correct? That's what you're looking for. Uh-huh. The Cleaning Nation, you can tell this is totally unplanned. We're just riffing here. I would say, okay, so I know I can do better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's on me. I can find the time. What would happen if I took time right now, this is just me thinking, to look at my calendar and schedule just even 5 minutes in of working on that thing in my business that I want to do. Just, it's a little mind hack, by the way, for myself. I'm like, let me just spend 5 minutes on this. Let me just see if I can find 5 minutes.
Love it.
I don't know. It's my first idea.
And you just incorporated mind hack number one, too. Take an action.
I didn't even do that on purpose.
See, she's like already. So I love that because it's immediate. And whenever you have a breakthrough or you have an awareness and you want to make a change, oh my gosh, doing it fast. What if I just took 5 minutes right now and looked at my calendar and blocked a time for XYZ, right? It's take charge right now. I love that. That's a great example of one and two. Okay. So how about if you asked yourself, what if I made the top priorities a set fixed thing in my calendar? Like, I already know what's important. I just haven't been responsible maybe in planning it better and putting it into my calendar. What if I just cement in to my calendar, schedule the things I already know are important and start there?
Ooh, the things I already know are important and start there. I like it.
Right. And putting it into the calendar, that's such a difference between, right? So these are all, do you see how when you show up different, the actions you take, you own it. Mm-hmm. What happens so often is people start the new year and they go, oh, I'm going to buy that new planner. I'm going to get this planner, right? External stuff, right?
Hi, me.
I've got a new planner. Look, it's going to change my life. It's
I feel targeted, Tracy.
I feel triggered right now.
I'm triggered. Exactly. Anyhow.
Like, I'm going to get a new planner and that new planner is going to change my life. No. Right? Because it's not the planner. It's not the new time management strategy. It's not all these external things. It's who you're being. And when you show up with a new story, when you show up taking full responsibility and ownership, that's when change happens. But not until then. As long as you are making yourself a victim of, frankly, yourself, right? You've kind of painted yourself into a victim corner that you put yourself in, mm-hmm. that you cannot expect change, not real change, not lasting change. So moral of the story here is, one, you have to be different. You have to change your stories, your internal, how you're showing up, taking full ownership, okay, mm-hmm. in order for lasting change to happen. Number two, and we're going to work backwards. Number two was ask better questions. Well, you can do that if you're showing up as a higher version of yourself. Ask mm-hmm. better, yes. more empowered questions. And then number one is take action. Be decisive and take faster action. Be willing to fail forward faster. And it's never failure. It's only feedback.
Oof. You just like took that and tied it up into a nice little package, put a bow on top of it. I got nothing to add for it. Like, Cleaning Nation, I hope that my cat wasn't too distracting, first of all, because she's in the background trying to open the door. Second of all, so sorry about the audio problems. I fixed it halfway through. And third of all, Cleaning Nation, I hope today that, you know, these changes, I don't think are going to happen overnight. I think we just have to remind people to give yourself grace into the new year, or whenever you're listening to this, Cleaning Nation, just taking baby steps, but just owning it too, I think is a huge thing.
And just so, no matter what, start where you are today.
Yes.
There
no is matter no, what time of year it is.
That's absolutely right. The best time, the next best time. Maybe, well, okay, the best time would have been 10 years ago. The next best time is right this red hot second.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like investing in Bitcoin.
You know.
Yeah, it'd be great if I got into it 2 years ago, but I might as well start sometime. So,
exactly.
All right, Cleaning Nation, we had a long one today, but I hope this powers you up for the new year. If you want to have more training on this, we have, of course, our free workshop on-demand training at growmycleaningcompany.com. And again, if you've been following along with us, please email us at support@growmycleaningcompany.com or leave a message in the comments below. If you're watching this on video, my team is always checking it out. We're always looking for feedback. We want to know like what kind of episodes about mindset specifically to help you grow your cleaning company that you want to hear. So that is it. Happy New Year, Cleaning Nation. And until next time, we will catch you then.
Bye. Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.